USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man accused of starting one of the big wildfires in California is due in court soon. Forrest Clark was interviewed by a local news crew shortly after the Holy Fire broke out a few days ago, and he denied having anything to do with it.
I just woke up, dude. I got burned. My stuff was all on fire.
But authorities arrested Clark on Tuesday after it was discovered he had sent an email last week saying, quote, "This place will burn." A local fire chief says he's known Clark for some time, and he's not surprised at the allegations.
For years, the Forest Service and the sheriff have dealt with Forrest and his problems.
He was speaking to CBS News. Prosecutors say the leader of a New Mexico compound was teaching the children there to become school shooters. The compound, where 11 kids were rescued on Friday, did have a shooting range. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The Labor Department says initial jobless claims fell by 6,000 last week to 213,000, 4,000 fewer than analysts predicted, but the number of continuing claims, those people who are already collecting benefits, rose by 29,000. In a second report, U.S. wholesale prices were unchanged in July after 2 months of large increases. A sign inflation pressures have softened. The department saying the producer price index, which measures price changes before they reach consumers, increased 3.3% last month from a year earlier, down slightly from the 3.4% increase in June, which was the biggest in 6 years. President Trump's legal team responding to special counsel Robert Mueller regarding his request for an interview with President Trump. A statement from counsel Jay Sekulow saying a counterproposal has been made, but he won't disclose the contents of the letter. Trump's other lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, has expressed reluctance towards such a meeting.
He doesn't need to ask a single question on obstruction. He has all the answers.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The process of identifying American MIA remains from the Korean War is continuing as forensic scientists are analyzing 55 boxes of remains that North Korea recently returned to the United States. At a news briefing yesterday, the Pentagon's Kelly McCaig saying the government is honoring a long-term commitment to MIA families to do whatever is possible to locate and identify remains. Dr. John Byrd, who heads the forensic team, noted the remains are in moderate to poor condition. He said that's not surprising, though, since the Korean War, of course, was fought in the early 1950s. A California church says it's planning to give $1,000 to every household that lost their home to the car fire. Bethel Church announcing on its website that the money will go to people whose primary residences were lost in the fire that started 2 weeks ago. The church says giving away that kind of money is a God-sized step of faith, but also says it's been blessed with the support of Christians around the world. Only people living in Redding and Shasta County would be eligible for the gift. The car fire has destroyed over 1,000 homes. And the final major of the golf season's teeing off in St. Louis today. The first round of the PGA Championship begins at the Belrive Country Club, and Tiger Woods is playing there for the first time since 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.